Imagine a thriving rainforest inside your body with 39 trillion inhabitants, more microorganisms than there are stars visible in the Milky Way. This isn't science fiction, it's your gut microbiome. While medical school taught me almost nothing about these butt bugs back in 2006, we now understand they're not mere passengers, but active partners in your health journey. Your gut microbiome functions as the command center for immunity, metabolism, hormonal balance, cognition, and even gene expression. When this ecosystem thrives with diversity, you flourish. When it falters, inflammation and disease follow. What's most empowering about this internal ecosystem, you control it with every bite you take. Each meal either feeds beneficial bacteria or harmful ones. The typical American diet, heavy on processed foods, sugar, and animal products, creates a hostile environment where inflammatory microbes dominate. This damages the gut wall, allowing bacterial endotoxins to leak into your bloodstream, triggering systemic inflammation linked to autoimmunity, heart disease, diabetes, and even Alzheimer's. But there's tremendous hope in this relationship. By changing what you eat, you can transform your internal ecosystem within days, shifting the balance toward health-promoting microbes that protect and heal your body. Your gut houses 70% of your immune system, separated from trillions of bacteria by a single-cell layer thinner than a hair. This relationship is so vital that scientists could predict future asthma in 3-month-old infants simply by analyzing their gut bacteria. The gut profoundly influences metabolism. A woman gained 34 pounds after a fecal transplant without changing her diet, while mice given transplants from identical twins developed the same body type as their donors, demonstrating how gut bacteria shape weight regulation. As your largest endocrine organ, your gut microbes regulate estrogen throughout your body, affecting bone strength, cholesterol, skin health, and fertility. In men, gut imbalances can allow bacterial endotoxins to reach the testicles, compromising testosterone and sperm production. Your gut also acts as a second brain, with 500 million nerves connecting to your brain through the vagus nerve. This gut-brain connection explains why conditions like IBS often coincide with anxiety and depression. Altered gut bacteria can shift serotonin levels, affecting both mood and digestion. While 97% of Americans consume excess protein, the same percentage fails to meet minimum fiber intake, effectively starving their gut bacteria. This creates a cycle where beneficial microbes die off and inflammatory ones dominate. Fiber isn't mere roughage, it's essential fuel for beneficial gut bacteria. Humans have only 17 enzymes for breaking down carbohydrates, while our gut microbiota contains up to 60,000 fiber processing enzymes, allowing us to extract nutrients from diverse plant foods. When gut bacteria process fiber, they produce short-chain fatty acids, SCFAs, particularly butyrate. These compounds repair intestinal permeability, regulate immune responses, prevent cancer, improve metabolic health, and enhance cognitive function. The key to a healthy gut microbiome isn't just fiber quantity, but plant diversity. The American Gut Project showed people consuming 30 different plants weekly had significantly healthier microbiomes than those eating 10 or fewer, regardless of their dietary philosophy. Each plant offers unique benefits. Barley regulates blood sugar through beta-glucan. Flax seeds contain anti-inflammatory compounds, and cooled potatoes provide resistant starch. Plants contain over 8,000 different phytochemicals with healing properties. For example, apples deliver both fiber and protective compounds like quercetin and catechins, which guard against various diseases. For the 15-20% with sensitive guts and IBS, fiber can seem intolerable, yet these individuals need it most. Food sensitivities signal gut damage and dysbiosis, which can manifest as allergies, migraines, anxiety, and depression. Like a muscle, the gut weakens without use. Eliminating food groups reduces tolerance. Instead, we must work out our gut with varied plants, providing just enough challenge without overwhelming it. FODMAPs, short-chain carbohydrates in plant foods, can cause distress in damaged gut microbiomes. While a low FODMAP diet temporarily helps IBS symptoms, permanent restriction harms beneficial bacteria, reduces SCF production, and creates nutrient deficiencies. The solution is brief FODMAP restriction, 2 to 6 weeks, followed by systematic reintroduction to identify specific triggers. This approach expands dietary tolerance over time. With patience, most people can train their gut to handle diverse plant foods that once caused discomfort. From German sauerkraut to Korean kimchi to Ethiopian injera, fermented foods are celebrated across cultures. The fermentation process, where microbes transform food into enhanced forms, mirrors the activity in our gut. Unlike most processing methods, fermentation increases nutritional value. The acids produced offer anti-inflammatory and antioxidant benefits. Fermented foods contain billions of active microorganisms that synthesize vitamins K, B12, folate, and mood-regulating compounds like GABA and melatonin. These microbes create special fibers, exopolysaccharides, that fight harmful bacteria, regulate immunity, and protect against cancer. Fermentation also breaks down problematic compounds like gluten, phytic acid, and FODMAPs, improving digestibility. Consider sauerkraut. Fermentation activates cabbage's cancer-fighting compounds. Kimchi produces probiotics that survive stomach acid, lower cholesterol, aid weight loss, and improve insulin sensitivity. Adding fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, miso, tempeh, and sourdough introduces beneficial microbes while enhancing nutrient absorption and reducing sensitivity triggers. The journey to optimal gut health focuses on progress through a structured approach to plant-diverse eating. The program begins with easily digestible plant foods while gradually increasing fiber and FODMAPs. The microbiome needs 28 days to adapt to dietary fiber, develop digestive enzymes, and increase SCFA production. Initial adjustment symptoms like gas or bloating typically resolve as beneficial bacteria flourish and inflammatory ones decline. Success comes through progressive training, gradually increasing plant food quantity and diversity while monitoring your body's response. Track your journey in a journal and aim for meals featuring multiple plant categories, like breakfast bowls with oats, berries, and flax seeds, or dinner bowls combining quinoa, vegetables, beans, and herbs. By week 4, most people experience better digestion, energy, sleep, and mood, having established sustainable habits and discovered enjoyable plant-based meals they love. Your gut microbiome is the foundation of your entire health. When you nourish these trillions of microbial allies with diverse plant foods, they strengthen your immune system, balance hormones, protect your heart, regulate weight, and enhance brain function. This isn't about following a restrictive diet. It's about embracing abundance by adding more variety to your plate. It's about creating a lifestyle where healthy choices become effortless habits and you naturally crave nourishing foods. The journey begins with a single meal, a single new vegetable, a single step toward greater plant diversity. Your gut microbiome can transform in days, creating cascading benefits throughout your body. You don't need perfect genetics or expensive supplements, just plants in all their variety. This approach addresses the root cause of countless modern ailments, our disconnection from the plant diversity that sustained humans for millennia. By reuniting with this botanical abundance, you're feeding trillions of microscopic healers who work tirelessly to restore your health. Your plate isn't just a source of calories, it's your most powerful medicine.